Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time for the real world of sales as we take some really interesting people doing some amazing things right here in our own backyard with the woman who seems to know all of them, Ashley V. Welcome, Ashley.
Thanks, Paul. Hey, everybody. It's Ashley here. We have an amazing guest. We have Vladdy the Dog Wizard. And he's been on the cover of Forbes magazine. He's been on The Late Show with David Letterman, CNN, Fox, NBC, ABC. He is a dog training expert. And Vladdy has amazing skills and talent working with dogs. He trained dogs in Russia for the KGB. Watch out. He's trained all kinds of dogs here in America for celebrities, for politicians, CEOs, all kinds of people, regular people, anybody, you name it. If you have a dog problem, let him know. So, Vladdy, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And most important, I am telling the people what they would love to hear it, what they need to hear it. That's why I am a famous but poor. Otherwise, I would tell them, you know, what they would love to hear it. You know, I don't train the dogs in underwear or in the kissing their butts. Okay, I'm kicking their owners' butts
because they are
the problems, not their dogs. Why, Ashley? Yeah. You're like you probably. I'm not talking about you right now, but you probably one of the few.
You know, it's interesting you said that because I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, like people baby their dogs, especially like the small dogs. Like I have a small dog and I'm always like, you know, worried about him because he's so small. But what kind of, you know, stuff have you seen dog owners doing?
Training small dogs, it's 10 times much more difficult than the big dogs. The problem is industry don't even have a training tools for that situation. Of course, if you if you use the new millennium approach, just the treats and that's it.
Right.
But that's not my approach. My approach is love and gentle firmness. Mm-hmm. So for every groomer, we have a different clippers. For every doctor, we have a different medications.
Yeah.
Great trainers have a different variations of the training tools. But the problem is with the little dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're considering more like a decorative, like a pets.
Yeah.
You know, pets, rabbits,
like a lap dog, just
hamster.
Okay, you know? I see. Yeah,
that's what it is. But
they're so cute. I know it's tough to yell at them.
Well, you don't need to yell at them, but you need to set the things, set the rules, follow the consequences, and again and again. That making my job, it's almost like not facial surgery. It's like a AQ. You know the AQ in Newport Beach? Everyone knows plastic surgery world.
Right.
It's like a plastic surgery because everyone is done back there. So it's like doing surgery on their eyes. You got to be extremely gentle and still get result. And plus, like you said, absolutely correct, you have to deal with unruly owners. Which is much harder because they are considering their pets like a little creatures, little babies in the fur coats, and they're more defensive.
Right.
And they're more resentful. If you have a, like, I don't know, like lab, golden. Yes, Mr. Producer, who you have?
I have cats.
You cats. So I'm not a spokesperson for the cats, you know? The only thing, Mr. Producer, cats is a good exerciser for the dog. I'm kidding. All right. So, changing people's behavior is very tougher.
Yeah.
And people of little dogs, much more resentful.
Why? What kind of people are buying small dogs versus the big dogs?
They look sad. We may be gonna break their spirit for life and the bond. That's it. They're gonna be sad. I'm gonna cry all my life.
Okay, you kind of sound like me. I have to.
That's why you have biggest problems. And that's, Mr. Producer, it's my observation. The people have a more severe problems with the dogs will have a hardest time to take my solutions because I need to change them because they're the problem. And the changing humans is much tougher. But it's not just about little dogs. It's also big dogs. It's any dogs.
What kind of breeds are like more difficult, would you say, versus others to train or or act better?
He's saying the people are the problem. It's not the dog.
So what kind of breed of the
of people?
Southern California people, most difficult. Most difficult. Midwest, much easier. Europeans, especially Eastern Europeans, where I'm from, much tougher. because they always believe they know everything, you know? It's so hard to work with them, especially on the different subject like neutering and everything.
Maybe they just give their dog some vodka, huh?
You know, vodka, matmavka. I think the owners need to have a vodka. It's hilarious. People coming to me from Newport Beach have a few wine, vodka. They think it's entertainment over here. You know, I'm sure if you don't want to have any result, have entertainment. But let's talk about the breeds again you just mentioned.
Okay.
Well, this is very serious subject. Mm-hmm. And the people getting the dogs breed.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, many trainers who wants to be politically correct for the good reasons, they're telling the people, oh, yeah, everyone is created equally. And everyone, we're going to put the same work and we're going to have the same benefits. And this is false. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who told you that everyone is created equal, Mr. Producer? That's one of the biggest lies. I can go on and on. Not everyone is created equal, including dogs or people. Mm-hmm. Everyone created with specific talents.
Yeah.
Some of them was none, and most between. I said it on Late Show with David Letterman. He loved it. But every dog breed, now seriously, every dog breed was created by a man, now I have to add in this politically correct word, by woman, by human, to fulfill some needs people had at the time. Okay, beagle must to bark.
I see.
And when I see beagles pulling the people like that, I'm just thinking, you have a companion dog, why beagle, okay? Labs, goldens, hunters. Okay?
Wow, okay.
English version, more show, they're more susceptible. So in other words, husky like to pull. People calling me, I'm ignoring those.
Are they supposed to be in the snow or something, the huskies?
Husky needs to be in Siberia.
Yeah.
Okay,
Alaska.
Or in the refrigerator. But now you put the producer, you're going to put this damn huskies into the apartment complex in Irvine. Oh my gosh. And if they're going to get bored, in a few days, your apartment complex looks like after expedition, like artillery range. Everything is destroyed. Oh, you need to have a trainer to train together. Why you got the husky in the first place? Do you need to pull the sleds? In the Siberia even, not even here. So you got the point.
Oh,
so
gosh,
people looking for companion training, yes?
Yeah.
For companion dogs.
Yes.
So they should have called to the professionals and say, okay, here's the situation. That's my expectation is, what type of the dog I would like to have.
Okay,
and,
I see. Okay.
And I will tell them, and they may not like it. But who likes it, who will do what I ask them to do.
They'll because, be more happier.
Yeah, so based on that, just summarize the subject. Recipe for the perfect dog. And I would like our listeners to make a note right now.
All right.
Grab the pencil.
Our pens out here. Okay.
Yep.
Exactly. I have mine here. See, I will make a notes too.
Nice.
A recipe for the perfect dog based on three, not one, not two, not three key components.
Okay.
Proper genetics, proper nutrition, all that cereal, carbohydrate, it's not going to give you good, well-mannered dog.
Food
hyperactivity.
Has changed a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good nutrition and proper education. One of those components.
Education for the owner?
Education is a dog training.
Dog training, right. Okay.
Okay.
I see. Yeah.
Not new millennium education. Real education.
It's not the dogs going to college. It's for the owners.
She's so politically correct. The producer understood what I meant. You know the new millennium education? Education must be fun. If it's not fun, there's something wrong with education. People, are you nuts?
Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, entire world think differently. I'm European. Education is a hard work. Hard work, crybabies, okay? And if it's too much in the classroom, it's something wrong with education. It's a being educated is the fun. It's a having dog you can enjoy everywhere under any circumstance. My clients flying with their dogs. Their service dogs. Oh my gosh, this is the real fun. But education is a hard work.
Right, yeah. People, I mean, I think you get lazy. Like, you just want a dog to come and be perfect when you after you get it.
They would love to have a perfectly mannered dogs.
Yep.
But they don't understand how much work you know, it takes to get from zero and sometimes minus 10 to the plus 10.
yeah, definitely. It is a lot of training. And what is like some strategies that you use to train these dogs?
First of the strategy is you need to, the dog needs to know you're in charge. Many people want to have a buddies with their dogs. And expect,
yeah, including I'm guilty
you.
Of that.
You're guilty. I know that.
Yeah, you've seen my videos.
Oh, I don't need to see your video. I need to see you. And I'm a good psychologist. I understand. That's not going to work for you.
Sure.
I'm not going to have you as my client. So my point is, people want to, like we say in English, eat their cake and have it too. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the first thing I tell the people, look, I mean, truth makes sense, producer. Makes sense. For instance, if you have an employee, yes?
Yeah.
You're the boss. You decided to be the boss. If you don't want to be the boss and just expect the dog, if you buddy to your dog, if you friend to your dog, don't expect them to listen to you unless you have a piece of American cheese or Polish kielbasa in your hands. But even if you have a Polish kielbasa and your dog, let's say, see your neighbor Kathy across the street with that barking, yappy little dog.
Yeah, those Yorkies.
Exactly. And your dog just, you know, typical situation. You open the door, he just squeezes between the door. And I mean, you can tell him, please, baby, come back. I got to give you. He says, screw you with your kielbasa. Scientifically, it calls a law of competing of stimuluses. In other words, your dog will always choose which is more stimulating, more motivating than listening to you. Speaking about motivation.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You don't know many things, my friend. So you have to take a notes, too.
Give it to her. She needs some notes.
I even put David Letterman in that place. Don't worry about this. So,
what kind of dog did David Letterman
have? Lab. Yes, okay. Chocolate lab. You know, because he was Democrat
and
by
what
that
is,
time.
And what does Ashley have? I don't know what kind of dog Ashley
has. I have a schnoodle.
A schnoodle.
He's a schnauzer and a poodle mix.
No, okay. Separately, I would never get them. Even separately.
Together, it's even worse.
Poodle. Yeah. Poodle standard. That's unbelievable dog. I would love to have a standard poodle. Just the searching factor involved in Orange County when the man is owning poodle. And you know my cultural. I cannot think the people will think that way. So that is why I don't have a poodle. Otherwise, I love poodles.
What kind of dog do you have?
I had German Shepherds all my life. So that's reflecting my personality. And Golden Doodle now. I love them. Because adding... very special. Teddy Bear Golden Doodle.
What's the difference then?
Oh, Teddy Bear. It's like a combination of English Golden Retriever, square face.
Yeah.
With a Royal Poodle.
Oh, okay. Interesting. What color is it?
No, color is apricot, which is very
nice.
It's number one in demand. Yeah. Apricot, second would be sand.
You see, I think that's how a lot of people do. Like, it is, I do kind of do that. You get a dog based on how it looks, not really the personality or breed as
and
much.
And the people do not, it's the same idea how they're choosing spouse. It's exactly how he looks, but maybe that person is the bitch or son of the bitch, you know. That's the case, you know. It just, you cannot judge anything by the look. You have to judge by the function. You need to look at the parents before you take a note about dating someone. It's the same. Good dog trainer is like a good manager, and the good manager, he can praise, he can correct. That's truly a motivational approach. You see, in new millennium world, they believe truly motivational approach is just something can get something to get. It's one side of thinking.
Right.
Now, I want to get something. Mm-hmm. What about avoid? See, I still probably not bad looking, but when I was young, I was oh my gosh, it was all girls were falling on the floor, you know, figuratively.
And then when you have a dog too,
don't worry about dog. I have a Ukrainian wife. That's even worse. So I was walking with my wife and she trained me so well. That approach was very motivational. I was even afraid not just to look at the, I was just talking to my wife in that time, so she would not even think I am thinking about them.
So she's a good trainer.
Oh, they're a good trainer. So my point is, truly motivational approach, it's always two. Motivation once. what to get to follow your rules, and number two, what to avoid for not following your rules. If I'm police officer, I say you give me one insurance company. Mm-hmm. If you give me one ticket, I gotta increase your premium in two times. If you don't, I'm gonna decrease in your time. You see, it's a double over motivated.
Right. So you don't wanna crash your car. Right.
Exactly. And speaking about the crashing car, that's the same idea. Let's we just praise, reward positive behavior. Let's we just ignore negative behavior, and we're gonna hope
that
negative behavior is going to disappear as the bad dream. That's never gonna happen. If I tell you, okay, I gotta teach you how to drive the car, I will tell you everything you're right, and I'm gonna ignoring when you're wrong. How long, Ashley, takes you to crash your vehicle?
Right.
So we always look for the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Truth, it's always has one thing. Common sense. So the people who are listening to me right now, they may not like my accent because I'm from Michigan. It's a Michigan accent.
I am from Michigan.
Oh, so you
that
need to
is a Michigan
that.
Accent. Right,
yeah. but I have a good heart. I have a personality, as you see, larger than this world.
I've never seen any dog trainer like as good as you. So I think you have a really good, obviously, experience and skills. And I've seen like on your videos online, on your Instagram, like the dogs, they listen to you, and I'm watching them like, why can't I make my dog do that?
The most important, I also teach my owners how make them truly. It doesn't take overnight.
So it's not as hard as people think?
It's not as hard, but the people need to think in criterias of dogs.
Okay.
Dogs is pack and leader-oriented species.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, even in our new millennium society, we have no problems when American Mastiff speaking in international pack, going and bossing all other countries in the world and enforcing American Mastiff law. No, I'm totally believing that. I think it should be rules, it should be law, and they should follow the rules, and that's why enforcer is. But the same society truly suckers when it comes to establishing and enforcing law in their own family. In most family, they don't even know who is the leader there. Everyone is leader. It means no one is the leader. And definitely, my dog knows I am. Really? And your dog is chewing you out of the house, barking nonstop, taking you for a walk. The dog truly doesn't know who is the boss in your own house. So we're starting process with establishing good foundation. I explain my clients kindly, lovingly. I say, okay, Kathy, look,
sure.
You know, that dog loves you, but have no respect to you. Okay?
Yeah.
I tell them, look, Kathy.
I've seen that even around people with their dogs.
Exactly. I mean, humans also pack-oriented species. That's exactly what it is. They also react.
Because we're all like mammals, so we all similar in a way.
Yeah, we just talk differently.
Okay.
And dogs much better than the humans. You see, in Southern California, people smile in the face enough to backstabbing you.
Yes.
See, the dogs, they...
dogs are genuine.
Or they like,
loyal.
They lick, they don't, they bite. That's totally different. But anyway, I say, look, you start your relation with your employee, you're setting some rules. You don't start your relationship with employee by sleeping with him, by drinking with him.
You trying
him.
To get us in trouble here?
Well, in Europe, it's very common. So sorry. We always have mistress and everyone. But it's secondary. So you don't do it in America. You're establishing yourself. You're the boss. You're this. Because equals do favor. Equals.
Sure.
One more time. They can do favor. Roommates will do favor. They will never take the orders. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want them to take the door.
I don't want
to
wash the dishes.
Oh, yeah. But you know, if you don't want to do this, what expectation out of you? No. Tell me. What is your expectations? You're not going to be forever prisoner under your prisoner in your house or under your household arrest, whatever you call it. You're never going to enjoy. Do you know how easy to deal with my clients having the dogs off-leash?
Who are some of your clients that you've helped? Who are some of your clients that you've helped here in Orange County?
Well, some of them I cannot even say because I signed the contract. But, you know, I would tell you most of King players, Anaheim Ducks players, including Anaheim Duck Foundation dog, things like this. A lot of CEOs, you know, people feel a little bit off when you're mentioning the names. But I have to tell you, I am working with extremely established people.
So they even have trouble with their dogs. It helps everybody else feel a little better.
Well, I have to tell you, those people, one good thing about them, if they feel they're too busy, they getting somebody else. They allow me to decide who from their staff members going to be responsible for the dog training.
Oh, okay.
And I'm picking the one, and that really works. And eventually, it's going to work for everyone. It's very important in the beginning to get someone who will be primer.
Do you always train people's dogs, like, ongoing, or is it like a program that you have?
Ongoing, which is private classes. Secondary, I take the dog in my home. I training them fully and after training the clients. That one is much easier for the people.
Okay.
So
what's the hardest thing to teach a client other than you got to be in control? You can't be their best friend. Somebody's got to be the top dog here.
Setting the new habits. You see, the humans is creature of habits. So even if they are totally with me, they just have a tendency to do the things they used to do it.
Mm.
It's almost like you're going to the bathroom in the hotel and you're used to your switcher light in your home is on that wall and you're still going to that wall, but it's a different wall. So that's unfortunately very difficult. But in particular, I think the most difficult for the people to look at the things we trainer looks. For instance, if I say, let's go, the dog needs to be at my left-hand side, behind, regardless. If I say, okay, let's play, it means play. People like to make exceptions to the rules. Dogs don't like exceptions to the rules, okay? They like
this
way or no way, yes.
Okay, interesting.
You know, that's the
consistency.
Key.
You got to be consistent.
You need to be consistent. You need to be motivational.
Yeah.
You know motivational? If I'm police officer and you violate the speed, I'm giving you ticket, $2 ticket for speed violation. Mm-hmm. That would be not motivational to change it. Maybe downtown Detroit somewhere, but not in Orange County. And by analogy, Bella, stop it. We don't do that. Please behave. It's almost sometimes even hereditary.
That's right.
Really affecting it. For instance, I have so many clients coming to me, and I tell you, please, they're coming in the vehicle, and the dog is barking in the vehicle, running. And I explain them, tell them to stop that dog from doing. They're approaching to the vehicle, say, hey, stop it. No, mama say no.
They talk to the dog, you talk to the dog like a child, I think.
Exactly. And I have a Korean clients, Koreans never lose. And I tell them, do the same thing. Oh my gosh, they're jumping in the window. I pull their legs back. It's got to be balanced.
So two questions came in. One, barking dogs. Orange County, people leave the dogs out all the time. They're working. They think it's nice to leave the dog in the backyard. All they do is bark.
Look, people, you can always stop barking dog with so-called no bark collar and things. And yes, they're going to work it. But punishment, it just will stop the problem temporarily, like a medication for the disease. But punishment never will create anything new. So we need to look for the root cause of the barking. And most likely your dog is bored and looking for the trouble. So we always starting with physical and mental stimulations. We have if you follow my Instagram, and I'm sure they can get that information from your website.
What is Instagram?
Probably SoCal, whatever. SoCal Dog Training. Yeah, they can find it. So, yeah. And if they follow, I show those games all the time. We have a few items, very, very specific items. If the people don't have a backyard and the dogs is not trained off-leash, we're using 50-foot leash, and specifically on the
That's
harness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not on the neck, because if you step on that leash, you don't want to injure the neck. And we have a few items, and we're using specific words. We say, adigadi, adigadi, adigadi. Where's the ball? We're shoveling the first, the dog grabbing, and we start to play with the second. You don't think that's better than he has coming, and we just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Make the dog
have fun.
And after that, we take the dog out and do very specific mental exercises. So now the dog is physically tired, mentally tired. Now the dog less susceptible to the barking. Now the barking is also symptoms of separation anxiety. If the people allow the dog follow them around the house.
Yeah.
If the people allow them jump on the furniture, sleeping in the bed. That's contributing factor in separation anxiety. In other words, if the people have done everything and it still doesn't work, they can use, there is a no bark collar, citronella bark collar, many other things. If the barking happening in your presence, the best gentle tool will be by name pet corrector or pet convincer. Those two I would recommending if somebody has a barking.
I think you're the pet corrector. I think that's who you are here. It says a dog wizard.
Gladiator.
Or maybe you're the people corrector.
People, that's probably a new tool should be invented. Nice.
How do they find you? Where do they go learn more about you?
The most easy for me to give them my website, which is it's a straight to the point, SoCalDogTraining.com. SoCalDogTraining.com. Most dogs not bad. They just need Vlad.
Oh, look at that. They're not bad. They just need Vlad.
Vlad, yes. You know, once the people squelch democracy in their own household, in the relationship with their dog.
This isn't a democratic relationship here, right?
Things will fall into the place.
Nice.
I will tell you something to make everyone feel good about me. It's okay, guys, to treat the dogs like a humans. It's okay. But first, they need to be treated like a dogs. Mm.
Okay.
So we take the privileges back. Mm-hmm. We're using like a trampoline to get the things done, like foundation. And after giving them privileges back, what they deserve. Because that's all that dog training is aimed to give our dogs extremely wonderful life, to be companion. My clients enjoying their dogs everywhere they go. They're not under household arrest. So, you know, they flying with them. But in the very beginning, I have to tell you something that's going to be my last phrase for the day. If you treat your dogs as the humans, they will treat you like a dog. Start to treat your dog like a dog. And after that, you can start to treat the dogs like a humans.
Got it. Yeah,
words of wisdom from Vlad the man here, from the dog wizard. The dog wizard himself.
All right.
Here.
Yeah, that was good.
Take us out, Ashley.
All right. Thank you so much, the dog wizard. So everybody, make sure you go to SoCal Dog Training and you talk to Vlad about all your dog problems, the separation anxiety, the chewing, the barking, peeing everywhere, barking at your family. So he can help you. He's helped all kinds of dogs. And with that, you guys can also go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. You can get my new book called Ferocious Sales Skills. And I have a bunch of copies. So if you guys want me to sign it and ship it to you, let me know. Send me a message on Facebook or Instagram, and then I'll get that over to you.
Okay. Well, there you have it. It's Dog Week here on OC Talk Radio, as we bring you the best ideas, the best advice, how to make the dog act like a dog. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.